HKX, mobile.
Well, good afternoon, N6CLX.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Sorry about yesterday. My wife called. Next thing I know, she just wants to keep talking, so I just disappeared.
That's kind of what I figured, when you didn't come back.
Sometimes it's hard to be radioactive. Work out for you.
What's that? I was under a red light and it's breaking up.
Sorry. How'd today work out for you?
Not too bad. Dealing with supply chain issues as usual.
We had to talk about that in the office today, and we both said we're not going to talk about it anymore because it's here to stay.
Tough to run a business, I can tell you that much.
Until something happens to the economy and it slows down, it's not going to fix itself, that's for sure.
Got a lot of these people that pass on the right when there's no lane there.
I'll just go ahead and say it now. N6CLX. Keep up with that timer. Yeah, I saw that happen once before outside of Baton Rouge going home when I lived down there. Guy passed on the right around a truck, flatbed steak truck, and pulled over in but didn't quite give enough room. And I saw his back bumper and fender go up over the tire of the front tire of the truck.
Sitting here with my turn signal on, almost to the entrance of the turn lane. And they come flying by, and then the guy that went flying by went to the end of the turn lane and then jumped out in front of the other traffic just so he could get around to all these people.
Or he wasn't paying attention, and he did a heck of a move to keep from plowing into somebody.
I went the first one. Doing KO4HKX Friday. About to forget that.
Used to have his own business. He had an old 1949, I think, potato truck. It was a flatbed steak truck, but it had the sides on the bed. But one of the sides would come down so they could throw the potatoes up on the side. It's not important. But anyway, it's just the kind of truck he had. He stopped at a red light, and he felt a jerk. Video doesn't drop out. He felt a small jerk. Like, what was that? He went to the back of the truck, got out. He was at a stoplight. He got to the back of the truck, and a guy in one of these street racing rods from imports ran into the back of him, and the ball of his hitch, my brother's hitch, went through the radiator up into the head, ruined the guy's day and his date that he was on.
It doesn't take much to go through those radiators on those cars, any of them.
I said, well, what'd you do, Steve? He said, I looked at the guy, shrugged my shoulders, and said, sucks for you. And he said he got back in the truck and took off.
I knew that. Because there are people out there nowadays that will go on and say you were hit and ran.
He was hit and he ran. There was no damage to his truck, but he says, man, I'm not letting the cops come and then give them a reason to go inspect my truck and find some reason why I was at fault. He just took off. I referenced that too. He lives in California, so that stuff happens all the time over there.
To do is get your tag number and say, well, he hit me, and it's his fault, and you can't contest it because you left the scene of the accident.
WD4LUJ.
That's very true. Well, he's lucky in that case, then. But up with the hills over there, all sorts of stuff happens. My parents' car parked outside of his house got hit. My mom called. My brother says, our car just got hit by a boat. It's like, a what? Sure enough, some guy was towing a boat full of trash to the dump. So he went over the bump, came off the hitch, went down the hill, and he kept going. and the boat didn't.
Another station coming in there, so I'm on a break here just to let him come in. I don't remember the call.
For LUJ, I just want to tell you fellas that California is a no-fault state. If you get into an accident, the damage to your car is all up on you. It doesn't matter about the other guy. He might get charged with a violation if he's at fault, but he won't have to pay for your damage. That's you and your insurance company. That's all I had to say. It's WD4LUJ.
Reason not to go to California.
That's all I got to say about that. I think he was telling me something like that. He just kind of waved his guy and said, see you later. But this happened, shoot, 20 years ago, so I don't think he's too worried about it coming back on him.
Nowadays, you can't get away with that. Maybe in California, but North Carolina, no.
What happened to me 2 years ago? A guy came across the line on Pelham. Now, he didn't do a whole lot of damage to my car because I swerved and tried to miss him, but he came out into traffic and hit the back of my car. And when I turned around to pull over, he took off. So I followed him, took a picture of him with my cell phone, then I called the troopers. The trooper basically told me there's nothing he could do.
I'm just going to sit there and I'll just wait for the law to get there. That way they can write it up. The lady that hit me in the excursion in the parking lot didn't do much damage, but I still wait to follow the report. I'm not, it's just the way it is.
Report. I showed him the picture of the guy that did it and his license plate number, but that was the last I ever heard of it. I think that's part of why he didn't want to get involved. The guy took off, and that's when I cut the chase.
Update on your Pi-Star workout. I know you was talking about it yesterday before you vanished there on us.
That new update works awesome. The audio is a lot, I would say a lot more clear. It was strange. It was a lot more, the software must be a little more efficient or something when it's recompiling the audio. It's just, it's giving a much clearer audio. It's not so robot soundy is all I can say.
Like I said, I think mine's got that in it. I'm going to have to go check, but I haven't updated it in a while.
Update to it. I've been putting that off, too, because that means I have to take 30 minutes to update all the contacts, everything. It's not fun.
Yeah, I know. I need to update my contact list and mine, too. But the radio's not big enough to hold all of it now, so now I got to figure out what I don't want and what I do want.
Smoke out here on 85.
85.
I'm coming into Greenville County.
85 in Donaldson, 2, N4ZLK.
How's your day going?
It's getting there. I noticed that smoke earlier. At first, I thought my eyes were clouding up. I took my sunglasses off, and I could tell and rub my eyes a little bit, but yeah, it's smoky out here. Hey, Mike, N4ZLK.
N6DLX. Well, someone's burning something.
Yeah, because I'm going up 290 here, and if I look to my left, like coming up 25 over that way, the whole valley's just full of smoke.
I know they had some controlled burns up there in Pisgah a couple weeks ago, and they've done some at Table Rock, but as windy as it was today, I would have think they wouldn't have done one.
The wind's out of the south, so maybe it's coming from south of us somewhere.
End up here right now, KO4HKX.
Yeah, sideways down here. Coming from the direction of the sun somewhere, I think.
Somebody will come in and let us know what it was, what it is.
Money we're burning.
Well, they're going through it fast enough.
You just spin your wheels. I feel like that's what we're doing.
If we're accomplishing that, Shane.
And I'm going to get this
like a delivery we got.
I'm trying to make 2 months ago.
I've been going around for 4 months trying to get the boat.
Finally, they delivered it.
Almost a perfect double, but neither one of you won out completely. Shane, I heard you say that you had to go, so I'll say 7-3s. Have a good day, and be careful on the rest of your route.
Mike, Patrick, have a good day. I'm about where I'm going for right now. N4ZLK.
And seeing how bad the smoke is over here, I'm going to go get on some oxygen. Have a good one, Shane. N6CLA.
I guess Paul Group, do you monitor on your DMR? Paul Group, which one do you stay on the most or use the most?
Which talk group? 91 worldwide. But now I see there's a new update for Brandmeister. They're now opening up DMR Plus, which is all of the rest of the talk groups, I guess you want to call them, in Europe. So I'm gonna go in there and reprogram that whole thing to add DMR Plus to all the channels.
Into that, I hadn't done much with mine lately.
It uses it's just different. It's same kind of talk groups, but all different talk group numbers. And I found instructions on the web. You for standard DMR help me. It's not the color code. It's the, there's one and two. The time slider. 2.2 and DMR Plus is on 1.
I had to find out about that then. Like I said, I didn't know anything about it.
I glanced over the instructions, read about it. It looked like something fairly logical. It opens up a lot more. Basically, it doubles your channels. Your possibility of talking to somebody. Where do you hang out on, Patrick?
The USA talk group. I think it's, 3,700?
Too active. But then maybe I'm just listening to the wrong time.
Say it's pretty active of a morning and usually of an evening is more when it's active. Throughout the day, it's not so much. But the night talk group 91, I don't know, get on it, and you can't get off of it because there's so much traffic.
You just turn your hotspot off. But, there's a lot of traffic, and there's a lot of ker-chunking on that thing, too.
People are just sitting there monitoring all day, and they can chunk to see if it's even working. They're scrolling around from channel to talk group to talk group, so they got to ker-chunk to get back in, so... I don't know. There's good things about it, and there's bad things about it.
When COVID first started, it was when I was active on it a lot. I was working from home. 5 o'clock would roll around. I'd go outside, start grilling, turn on that radio, and while I'm grilling, I'd talk to my buddy in Australia. He'd just be waking up, eating breakfast. We found that kind of funny.
Kind of funny. Well, Mike, I'm going to hop off here for a few minutes and run into the store right quick and get me something to drink for the drive up the mountain. So you be careful out there, and I'll give you a shout when I get back. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for a few.
Okay, I'm still here. If I'm not, well, I'm sure you'll find someone else. It's just about a mile from the house, but lots of traffic. N6CLA.